The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The word of God be in my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So what do you expect with Pentecost, with an outpouring of the Spirit? Do you expect something big and dramatic, sort of like what we hear in the first reading? All those disciples huddled in fear, then a mighty wind, tongues of fire, and they're changed, they're transformed. No longer scared, now they're brave and bold, speaking out in tongues. Do you expect something sensational like that? Boy, I did with confirmation. I was expecting something big. I was hoping that after confirmation I'd be able to change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel with my bare hands. Yeah, that didn't happen. Something did happen with confirmation, but not what I was hoping for. But whenever we get to this feast, Pentecost, we start talking about the outpouring of the Spirit, I always think of two priests that are a very important part of my life. And I've mentioned them before, Rick Friedrichs and Don Hansen. Rick was our spiritual director. Don was our vice rector, teacher of homiletics. Two very, very different individuals. Completely different backgrounds. They had a different way of talking about the movement of the Spirit. What they would call those different Pentecost events in our lives. They came at it from different angles. They used different vocabulary. But both pretty much reached the same conclusion. That Pentecost, the Spirit, is much more subtle and much more powerful than we think. Rick, we used to tease him all the time that his favorite saying is that everything is grace. And what he meant by that is every moment is gift. Every moment is divine. Every moment is Pentecost. Every moment is an opportunity for the outpouring of the Spirit. It's pushing and prodding. It's courage, it's comfort, it's peace. Every moment is gift. But the Spirit is very subtle, very quiet. We have to pay attention. We have to be open to the gift that is offered to us. And that brief moment, that brief encounter, can take a lifetime to unpack and make sense of. Don was a little bit more straightforward. He would talk about a Pentecost moment, an encounter with the Spirit. And he said, it entails two things, word and presence. We hear in the gospel, Jesus shows up to the disciple and he speaks his word to them. Twice he says to them, peace be with you. But it's more than just mere words. He shows them his hands and his side. He breathes on them. It really is he. He is present to those disciples. He is there with them. And so a Pentecost moment needs word and presence. It is an encounter. Pentecost is an encounter. It is a meeting that makes a difference, a presence that transforms, a gift that makes a difference. My friends, look around. Here in this place, here is word, here is presence, here is encounter, here is gift, here is Pentecost.